Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to do your devotion with God, then rebroadcast to your contact to also listen. It is evangelism, is adding value to people's lives. Welcome to Sunday, the sixth day in April 2025. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. God will touch you where you hurt this day, where you desperately need help. You are made for dominion, to be the head you will be. You will have proofs for serving God. You will not need to explain to anyone. They will see it all over you. God will announce you to your generation. Do this. Let's do this prophetic action today, if you can. It is a prophetic action. Walk up to the nearest door to you, where you are there. Knock on that door 3 times, open it, and hold it open. Have you knocked 3 times and opened? I prophesy, from now on, every door you knocked shall be opened to you without argument and without contention. They won't argue. They won't argue with you anymore. On the Passover night, God asked the Jews to go and ask the Egyptians for gold and silver. Egyptians did not argue. They handed over everything as requested. I prophesy again. Just as you knock the door and open it with ease, in the nation where you are, the industry where you operate, in your environment, wherever you are, where your children are, doors will open to them with ease. Business door, career door, project doors, material doors, ministerial doors, financial doors, married doors, baby doors, traveling doors, sales doors, admission doors, relocation doors, resources and healing doors. I must have mentioned one of yours. Say, I claim it in Jesus' name. Say it again, I claim it in Jesus' name. Leave the door. Consider it done. So from tomorrow, go and knock the door that you need to knock, including the ones you knocked before that did not open. They shall open this time around. Sunday is the first day in a new week. This week is your week. Stop procrastination over that thing. Start it immediately. Send that letter, email, make that call, send an SMS, make inquiries. Now that your doors are open, take steps and take actions this week. I don't know who this person is. God will do something wonderful and amazing in your life this week. Take some 2 to 5 minutes before you go out to prophesy over your day, over your week. Do so every day this week. Commit everything to God's hand. You will see power. I prophesy. You shall have massive testimonies this week in Jesus' name. This week, you will scale heights. You shall have a phenomenal result. April 6th, bomb people, open your hand for your birthday prayers. I prophesy over April bomb people, April 6th, bomb people, you are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long. You will live well. You will fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, our testimony sharing still continue this week. Connect by faith and also by sacrificial seed, if you can, if you desire a similar divine intervention. First testimony today. Good morning, TPGF family. I have come to testify to the goodness of God in my life. 1, God preserved my life from an Okada accident. 2, God averted surgery on the fractured hand. 3, by word of knowledge from Daddy, on the 18th February, the fracture is healing well with no deformity. 4, a lot has been coming that I have never had in my life, and tithes have been paid. Daddy, pray for me to be more victorious in my battles of life. Consider it done. You will be more victorious. Another testifier. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I call the prayer line and so battle seed concerning my son's confirmation in the office. He got the letter on Friday. I'm grateful to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Battle seed to back up prayer requests delivers mighty things. Everybody be engaging it. another testifier. Good morning, Daddy, and my fabulous testimony at Turning Point Family. I want to return all glory to God for the salvation of my soul and that of my family. May his name forever be praised. One, God using someone I don't know to pay for my needs. Two, alert upon alert. Three, God always showing up for me. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Daddy, for your powerful teachings on tithe and seed sowing. And Daddy, please, I want you to pray for me that I have A's in my exams this semester. Consider it done. Another testifier. Good morning, Dad, and my family. I want to bless God for his mercy and favor. God provided an offer for my son in Zenith Bank in March, despite all odds. Also, his brother got a job in March too. God of Turning Point, Eshe, seed of the 333 of March, did wonders in my life. The seed for this month is 44444. Do it by faith. You will give similar testimony. I give God all the glory, honor, and adoration for his love, faithfulness, and mercy. About 3 Sundays ago, we left for service. It was during pastor's ministration that I suddenly remembered that I did not switch off the gas cooker. I immediately rushed out and didn't know how I managed to drive home safe. I met the gas still burning, even though it was the small burner that I used. God kept it in control because it was over 2 hours since I left home before I remembered. The soup got burnt, but nothing else. My TPJ family, please join me to shout several hallelujah to God Almighty. Oh, congratulations. Good day, TPJ family. I want to share my testimony of alert upon alert. When Daddy said we should raise our phone for alert upon alert, I raised my phone, and with God hearing my prayers, within the next 2 to 3 hours, my brother sent me the sum of 100,000 naira. I have sowed a seed with part of the money to the welfare account to show appreciation to God for the good things he has done for me in my life. You did well. More will come for you. Thank God for his abundant blessings in my life and family. 2, for protection. 3, Daddy asked us to raise our cell phone for alert. Behold, on February 14, I received the sum of 50K. I sent my tithe to the assets account of the commission. 4, I was healed by using blessed water and anointing oil. 5, God has been blessing my children in their work. I return all glory to God. They shall be more blessed. And you too. Testimony. Good evening, our daddy and mentor, testifying to God's goodness. The anointing of lost and found is really working here. I misplaced 2 vital documents, my letter of appointment and audit report of the school. After several days of futile searching, I found them after your prayer for lost and found. Dad, God's presence shall never depart from you. Wow, lost and found anointing is strong on this commission. My phone screen was bad, and I was asked to bring 17K, which I didn't have. My mind too was not readily available, and I said to myself, it is the word of God that makes the mantle effective. So I dropped my phone inside my Bible. After more than 24 hours, I went back to check. Behold, my phone started working. I thank God for fixing my phone for me. I also thank God for the commanding prayers against foul spirit yesterday, 3rd April, that the Lord honored and blessed me financially in less than 24 hours and also stopped losses for me and restored my yesterday's trading capital. More inside, Daddy. Thank you. Oh, ho, ho. These things are working. Commanding prayers. Another testifier. Happy New Year. I want to thank God for the salvation of my soul and his faithfulness in my life and family. I want to thank God for his healing power. On my right knee, I overstretched my leg when I wanted to get out of the bathtub. This resulted into the knee pain. But when Daddy said we should lay hand on where we have pain, I did. I was able to walk well, which I was not able to do before. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. Also, thank you, Daddy, for your anointing. We never run dry. Just let us be thanking Jesus. Another one. I want to thank God. Granted, I and my friend success in our pharmacology nursing exam. I want to thank God for open doors for my palm oil business, for huge patronage this month. Lastly, I thank God for Johnny Mercies for my month from Nigeria to Manchester. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Everyone is thanking God. You shall be the next testifier in Jesus' name. Please broadcast this to your contact. Let what is blessing you and adding value to you also bless your contact. Don't give up on them till they also personally connect to our link. We want TPGF to go all over the world. Have you subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook page? I ask all lovers of TPGS, all devoted and committed members, please, even if it is someone sending this to you, subscribe to our YouTube, like our Facebook. Go to your YouTube and search for The Real Femi Emmanuel. You will see it. Subscribe and turn on notification. Same for our Facebook. Like it. Do so now. If you are in and around Ibadan City, Oyo State, Nigeria, then note this. 3 days, February and Friday, April 11 to Sunday, April 13, special program in Dominion City. Friday will be 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. I will be there with my wife to minister and one of my sons in the kingdom, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Odekunle Epaphras of Comfort Life Mission, Baba Amio, will join me and join us in that ministration. It will be powerful. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our seed this month is the seed of 4444, seed of resurrection and power. Do yours if you have not already done so. Don't compromise on your tithing, personal and corporate tithing, all the other seed, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the welfare seed we are also doing. Do so. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Oh, these are the things we are going to do. Paying tithe and sowing seed, praying and worship of God are the things we are going to do for as long as we live. It's our covenant work with God. Do it with joy and see the hand of God in operation. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.